T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Me, Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, and we're going to the BetQL guest line to get our buddy Barstool Nate, sports betting that's come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. Nate, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Flying solo today, huh?
Well, I'm not flying solo. JP ran down to the field. Both of us can't run down to the field. So I told him just go ahead and go. I mean, I've seen enough football in my life, so I figure he needs to go see it.
Yeah, JP's not really running anywhere, but I get what you're saying.
Well, he ran last time, and then he breathed very, very hard for about 8 minutes once he returned. So I said run, but I meant walk at a brisk pace. But take your time. But, Nate, the PGA Tour and LIV are coming together. What's your thoughts on that?
Crazy, right? So the biggest story to me is the commissioner of the PGA Tour, Jay Monahan, who basically guilted his guys into not going. He was throwing around 9/11. He was saying how morally unjust it was to go join LIV. So you have golfers like Rory who turned down, you know, 9 figures, over $100 million for basically 9 months of having fun playing golf. Only for Jay Monahan this morning to get a big old bag dropped on his desk and say, you know what, this is great for golf. I'm glad we did this. It is he's a super villain. I it's weird to feel bad for, you know, bazillionaires like Rory and these very good golfers, but they turned down life-changing generational wealth out of, you know, morals or fake morals or whatever you want to call it to the PGA who didn't even give him a heads up that it was happening today. He found out. All these guys who stayed with PGA found out on Twitter like the rest of us. It's a very fascinating story. It's certainly something. And now who knows what happens. They're saying the guys who left to go play LIV might have to pay a fine for coming back to the PGA Tour.
But it's not the same for everybody. So who do you think that they try to make the biggest fine? Is it Mickelson?
He was
there recruiting people.
He was recruiting people. He was very outspoken about it. He was kind of the ringleader in a way. But what are you going to do? Fine him $5 million so he only made $245 million instead of $250 million? I would guess what they do with that fine money is then give it to the guys who stayed with the PGA. But I don't think, you know, a check for whatever they can give Rory makes up for the money lost.
Tiger was offered over $900 million.
Yeah, Tiger could have made $1 billion. He stayed. That was he's the only guy though who already has the $1 billion, right? You know mm-hmm. what they say though. You know it's cooler than $1 billion, $2 billion.
Two. Exactly.
It's an odd feeling for fans like me, for the golfers who. Like, as a fan, you're like, oh, well, what does this guy need another, you know, $1 billion for? I don't know. It's $1 billion. Like, everybody needs another $1 billion.
Everybody needs another $1 billion. Everybody that has it, everybody that already have $1 billion, everybody that don't have nothing. Everybody needs another $1 billion. If people ask that question, I'm like, that's the dumbest question you ever had. Why does he need another $1 billion? The reason that you need another another million or another 10,000,
so
whatever.
Say that. Because I always say on Twitter during like the Masters, a guy misses a putt on the 18th, and they never talk about the purse when it comes to golf. They never talk about the money on the broadcast on the PGA. And I get a lot of replies on Twitter. These guys aren't thinking about the money. They don't play golf for the money. They golf for the love of the game. And I'm sitting here like, no, they golf for the money. Everybody loves money. Money's the reason the world spins. And
let me help you out a little bit, Nate. And I love the game of football. But why did I love it so much? Because I played it very good. I got paid a lot of damn money. I didn't just play it because I love the game. I wanted to get paid at the end of it.
The money's fascinating to me in a lot of ways, but now there's this whole thing where I guess the moral of this whole story is, and the lesson learned is, if someone offers you nine figures to do something, you close your eyes and you sign on the dotted line, and you worry about it while you're riding your jet ski around your private island mansion. You worry about it later. You'll have plenty of time to reflect with God after you've already made your $500 million. I think that's the lesson learned in all of this.
We're talking to Barstool Nate. You can follow him on Twitter at Barstool Nate on the BetQL guest line here on B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Nate, we have training camp, well, mini camp, mandatory mini camp going on here now. And Chase Young and everybody, the whole game, the whole gang is back together here in Ashburn. What's the one thing you're looking for to come out of this mini camp as they get ready to get away and get ready for training camp when they get back?
So I know you're on the side of Chase Young did not have to be a voluntary camp. And usually 9 out of 10 times I'm on that side as well. It's voluntary. It was like May 28th or whatever. It's fine. I don't need guys to come to voluntary mini camp on May 28th. This was the only time I was on the opposite side, because Chase has proved nothing. He needs to be taking this job way more seriously than I think he has shown. He needs to earn the trust of his teammates and his coaches. And I think it just I just think it looked really, really, really poorly on him to not be there. He's supposed to be a leader, a captain, a guy who was supposed to change the culture of the team. And it just showed to me that maybe he's just not interested in any of that, which is fine. You know, a job's a job. You clock in, you clock out. Some people look at it that way. And if that's how Chase looks at football, that's, you know, his prerogative. I think that I think he should have been there. I understand him not being there. I know he's still working out. I understand all of that. But I do think he should have been there. So I think Chase Young.
But the thing about me for that, that's over. Okay, yes. He's here today. And he's here for the mandatory thing. And I think to focus consistently on he should have been, but he wasn't, he's not there. I can look at him today if he runs around and tell me if he was doing his job. And I think that's the main thing.
And that's exactly where I was going. I think him and Sam Howell are 1A and 1B. You know, the quarterback's always going to be the most important player on the field. I think Chase Young has a lot to prove all off season, all training camp, and has the biggest, you know, to prove during the regular season. We took him number 2 overall. He had a very good rookie season. Obviously, you know, defensive rookie of the year, Pro Bowl, etc., and has done nothing since. I understand he's been extremely injured. He could not come back last year, rather for physical or mental reasons. It's up to you to decide. I think Chase Young has a world's worth to prove that he was worthy of that number 2 pick, that he likes playing football. I think I'm beginning to doubt how much he actually loves the game and the grind of the NFL. I think he was so physically dominant and better than everybody at Ohio State. Maybe he didn't realize quite how hard football really is, and maybe he just doesn't love it as much as he previously thought. That's just an idea I'm floating out there. I have no idea if that's true or not. To me, it seems like it could be. I think Chase Young has a lot of question marks right now.
I think he may have question marks. I think one thing that I have always had a problem with, like you just stated, he has a lot to prove that he deserved the second pick. He didn't pick himself. Somebody else picked him. So they picked him. And I think when they go out and pick a guy, they don't get to just ride off in the sunset, because a lot of times people pick what they think or whatever. and the person may not match what we want or what we feel. So it's not all on Chase, but I think he got hurt. I think, yes, he wants to get back. But I think the ultimate thing right now to me, Chase playing well for this team to take the next step is probably not in the top five of all the problems the team has right now.
That's fair.
So I think we look at it, and I think for me, and I listen, I have no problem. It's a lot of people in the media, people on our station that like to go after him as if he's the only reason this team has been losing. And I don't agree with that. I think that, yes, he needs to get better. But there are a lot of other damn things need to get better, too. And I don't think Chase himself has caused his team its problem and will cause his team to just be better. Because there's too many things on offense already that I think are way more important for them to get better than just Chase getting better.
And you know what? So I think you are correct. And I think that also is what makes it a problem is the fact that we're so comfortable with him not being on the field. The fact that we thought we had this generational edge pass rusher who is going to change the dynamic of this entire franchise, and we're sitting here on the radio saying it doesn't really matter if he's playing or not. And I think that is
I'm not saying it doesn't matter, but I'm saying.
But in a way, though,
we've gotten the mindset as if he's the only reason when he damn sure is not, because he can be generational talent on the defensive side of the ball. If you don't scratch the surface on offense, you're not winning a lot of damn football games. Because I know Aaron Donald is a defensive transformational talent, but he doesn't play offense.
Yes, I completely agree with that. And it is an offense league. It's a quarterback league. And the number one question mark and number two question mark on this team are the quarterback and the offensive line. And I do agree that's where we should be more focused. Sam Howell, I mean, talk about something to prove. He's our starting quarterback, whether we like it or not. The guy has one career start, and we don't really know much else about him besides what we see in tiny flashes out of these camps. He makes some good throws. He makes some bad throws. We don't really know what we have with him. He clearly is going to be either sink or swim, and if he sinks, Jacoby Brissett, fine backup, fringe starter. We're not going to the Super Bowl with Jacoby Brissett. So, yeah, no, I agree. Chase Young isn't the end-all, be-all of this team. It would be fantastic if we get any sort of production out of him. And then Ron Rivera saying this morning, he's still talking about doctors and rehab when it comes to Chase. It doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of confidence that he's even completely 100% there. I think this story is just beginning to get its legs. I think there's a lot more with this Chase Young story, and I'm nervous which way this can go.
If the injury was far more serious than we all thought, and that's the case, that proves why he took longer to come back last year, okay?
Of course.
And I think all the pressure was still put, he needs to come back, he needs to come back, he needs to come back. But if it was far more serious than we first anticipated.
Well, Beamich, just
was the lack of honesty up front the reason that we put so much pressure out there?
We just have to remember the we want him back thing was because the doctors had cleared him. Now, if Chase said he wasn't ready yet, I will always side with the player. Do what's best for you, your health, and your money. If he thought coming back earlier was going to cost him money in the long run, I get it. You know, like, do what you got to do for yourself. But all the pressure on him wasn't out of nowhere. It was because week after week, he was cleared by the doctor, and Ron Rivera would get up on the podium and say, you know, maybe he will, maybe he won't this Sunday. And we heard that for about 8 weeks. That's where all that pressure came from. It wasn't, oh, Chase might still have this nagging injury. Everything we heard was that he's good to go. He's just mentally perhaps not ready to do it yet.
But see, I think that's why, because most fans, they see a player get hurt, he comes back, he gets on the field. But as a former player, I always see that player slower than what he was before, not totally confident. Then all of a sudden you see him, the light bulb goes off when they get the confidence back in their leg, arm, whatever it is. And then they begin to play. Some people it takes a little time. Some people it takes a lot longer. And when a person has an injury and then they say, oh, you're okay to play, that mental holds you back. And I think a lot of people don't understand that. Like, as soon as a doctor say, you're clear, yeah, you're clear. You're not clear to go 100%. You're clear to start getting ready to go back. He was never at that point when they say he was cleared, he wasn't cleared 100% to go full Gabor and everything. That's why, as Ron always says, we don't just throw him back out there. We gradually let him go into it, you know. So I just think until they can understand when a person gets hurt, the mental is the last thing that they finally get back.
I think we both can agree if he's not ready to go by opening day this season, something.
If he's not ready to go opening day this year, then I think that knee injury is 25,000 times more than we thought.
Right,
may have to just move on.
Something is very, very, very wrong if he's not ready to go this season, which would be terrible, obviously, which it would be a tragedy, like, to see this guy with all-world talent, you know, just not become a bust, but reach the potential that we thought he was capable of. So, you know, let's not put that into the universe. Let's good vibes only, positive thoughts. Chase will be exactly who we thought he was going to be, double-digit sacks this year, and we will laugh that we even had this conversation.
Nate Dogg, why do I have a feeling you were bad-mouthing me to Brian?
We didn't talk about you.
Not once?
No.
All right. JP, I thought I'd just let you go. You.
Yeah, you off doing something. Why would I bring you up?
I figured Nate would bring me up.
No.
No.
well, he did say you're not running anywhere. Yeah, that was one thing.
We did say that.
Nate Dogg.
Sir.
Watching Sam now for a few weeks, we've been out here. He's a young quarterback that's going to have ups and downs. Are you cool with that? Are you nervous about that? Like, I'm telling you, I've seen it now. There's ups. There's certainly ups, but there's downs. He just threw a deep shot into triple coverage in an end zone that bounced off a dude's helmet and got picked off.
It could have bounced off a helmet and ended up in somebody's hand.
Sure.
We saw totally. Taylor do it all the time.
Sure.
Here, we have no choice, right? We have a very good surrounding cast on the offense, and I think we all love the way this defense has come together as a unit. A lot of talent on both sides of the ball. None of it matters if you don't have a quarterback. Sam Howell's our starter. For better or for worse, it's my gosh, this is so. JP, you're gonna kill me because like you know how badly I led the parade, how strongly I led the parade of this team needs a quarterback during the off season, and now you're telling me he's throwing, you know, balls into triple coverage, hitting off helmets for interceptions.
Now he also had a really pretty throw to McLaurin. I'm just saying there's going to be ups and downs.
Let's remember it's June 6th.
June 6th.
Yeah. That's when you're supposed to take those
a day
chances.
That will live in infamy.
Because if Terry goes up and pull it down, you know what he's going to do in the game? He's going to do it again.
Yeah. I want this team to be successful so badly. I want Sam Howell to be successful so badly. I think with a good quarterback, this team wins the division. I think this team is put together very, very well. It's gonna really, really, really stink to watch the downs, to watch the bad throws, to watch the inconsistency, because we've known that Ron Rivera has had 5 years to bring in a quarterback, to develop a quarterback, and he just hasn't done it. And
you got him at 5 years now. The man hasn't even started his fourth season.
Man, this is year five. What's it, year four? So.
Do you think – one thing I noticed that Ron said the other day is – and I mean, not even that he said. If you watch what – they have some titles to announce changes for their assistant coaches. Juan Castillo, I think, is going to be run game coordinator. They got to officially name some guys, some, you know, from assistant position coach to head position coach. And Ron has said they're waiting on ownership to do that. Do you think – now that we're here, and we know it's going to be Howell or Brissett, or Howell and Brissett, we'll see. Now that we're here, do you think it is more and more possible that their hands were tied about the quarterback situation anyway as the ownership transition was happening?
Yes, it's possible, but I don't think that excuses, you know, the Carson Wentz mistake, the not having a quarterback behind Wentz to develop. You know, we have a fifth-round pick as our starter who has one career start. It's not optimal. You can be on the Howell train. You can be running the bandwagon. You can be selling the T-shirts. You can be his biggest fan in the world. It doesn't mean that it's the right guy to be the starting quarterback right now for this team. I mean, there's a reason he was touted as a potential number one overall pick during his sophomore year. He has a ton of arm strength and talent, and people love what they see out of him. There's also a reason he was passed over by every team until we took him in the fifth. I think both can be true. So it pains me that we didn't have any sort of backup plan, that Ron Rivera panicked and he was kind of like internet bullied into starting Sam Howell for one game last year and then looked around and was like, oh, I guess this is our starter for next season. It's poor planning on his part. It doesn't inspire a lot of confidence that he knew what he was doing, and now he's trying to act like he had this plan all along, and I just don't buy it.
Last one real quick. Wes Moore, the governor of Maryland, is going to join our program at 1 o'clock. Great get, no big deal. If you got to ask Wes a question, what would your question be for the governor of Maryland?
I mean, based on how terrible FedEx is, and especially how impossible it is to get in and out of the parking lot, I just need to know, if they build the new stadium in Maryland, how can he ensure that it'll be a pleasant, fun, enticing game day experience, and it won't be politicians being politicians, you know, getting the best deal and then building up another dump in the middle of nowhere that nobody can get in and out of? Like, where? How does he value the entire community and game day experience over the money signs?
All right, maybe we figure out a more diplomatic route
yeah.
to that question. Did you and B talk about the golf at all? I want to let you react.
Yep, yeah,
I mean, that's wild. Just wild, dude. We got to run. Thank you for the time, Nate Dogg, as always.
Hi, Nate.
All right, love you guys.
Take care, bro.
That's our guy, Barstool Nate. Give him a follow on Twitter and Instagram. In minutes, Chase Young set to speak to the media. We will take it live here. I'm 106.7 The Fan. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to me, Mitch and Finley.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. So everybody understands our setup here. The players obviously practice on the field. Then they go up and talk at kind of makeshift outdoor podiums. There's plenty of indoor media space available, but what happens at this time of year for NFL rosters, basically NFL facilities, or at least older facilities like the one here in Ashburn, are built for 53-man rosters, or even like 65 with training camp players.
Mm-hmm.
But right now you got 90 dudes out there. It's a 90-man offseason roster, and there's just not that much space. So they tend to do things outside. The weather's nice. Everybody can stand outside. It's not a big deal. I tweeted out a photo of kind of the makeshift locations where they're going to hold the press conference. People are like, that's where they do the press conferences? No, that's where they do the press conferences this time of year. Mm-hmm. This morning, Ron Rivera came in and addressed the media in the media annex, the area where we all hang out, which is kind of the more standard area. And then once the season continues, we'll be in the locker room to do interviews, and that's just kind of the standard procedure. Right now, Jacoby Brissett has talked to the media. Daron Payne is currently speaking to the media. Our plan is when he becomes available, we're going to take Chase Young. The team does, say, practice wrapped up around 12:20. And one thing that's interesting, Brian, is they've started stretching after practice. Now, obviously, they stretch early, but there's like a team stretch after.
They should.
Sure. Did you ever do that?
Yeah. Not as the whole team, but I always stretch after practice.
Right, but now it's like the whole team stretches, which I find interesting and just kind of different. Watching today didn't seem – they didn't finish things. At least I don't believe they finished things with 11-on-11. They finished with 7-on-7. And where I was standing and watching you know how as you're coming down the hill there and the field kind of goes out, like the vast majority of the media was on the far side down by the woods kind of.
Okay.
And I just stayed on the closer side because when they were doing 7-on-7, one thing that definitely used to happen and still does, I don't want to act like everything's totally different, but 7-on-7, a lot of times – when the O-line and the D-line aren't out there, they're kind of just chilling and watching. Mm. But Castillo was working the O-line while 7-on-7 was going on.
What did I tell you?
I couldn't help but think about you.
Listen, he's going – first of all, the defensive linemen should never be chilling, especially in 7-on-7. They can still be working on something. I noticed in Philadelphia, he always had them doing something. And that was a damn good offensive line in Philadelphia when I was there.
Right. I mean, I almost, because it was 7-on-7 and I got to watch some Jake Fromm reps, which are, you know, the plan is not for him to play this year. I was just watching. All right, Landfill, Chase is talking now. Let me know when you have that available, and we'll go live to Chase Young's media availability so that our listeners get to hear from.
Yeah, I did it.
Is that what you're kind of doing the last couple of weeks away from here?
Yeah.
And you're up in
college.
Yeah.
Chase, obviously, there, you know, with the injuries, ups and downs in regards to you trying to get back, just describe your mentality now to get back on the field and almost like prove a lot of doubters wrong.
Well, I mean, since I came in the game, I was in the game to prove myself. So I'm not really thinking any different going out there and play my game.
Ron has talked about kind of how maybe declining that fifth-year option could be a motivation like it was for Daron last year. Is that something that you can use as motivation? Or?
Yeah, but I can use a lot of things as motivation. So all of them, they stuck in my back pocket.
Chase, you said it's a night and day difference, kind of how you feel. Explain, like, how do you know Chase Young is back? How do you know, like, Chase Young feels like he was, you know, pre-injury?
We watched the film from today's practice.
Is that the brace?
Well, I just know how serious my knee injury was, and I'm just being safe.
So you think it'd be on?
During your recovery, at what point?
It's like you don't really know until you get on the field. So I feel good today.
Ron's talked about the need for better finishing. He's kind of talking about Montez, but also just in general. What makes an elite pass rusher really good at finishing? I know it's bringing it down, but what happens kind of in the
subsequent? I would say your burst. I feel like that's what separates right when you beat your man, that burst to that finish, that burst to the quarterback. So, all right, we just got to work on getting off our man and finishing, bursting.
How much did you pay attention to the ownership situation last week?
I mean, I hear about it. I'm just focused on what I got to focus on.
It's clear you feed off your teammates. You sing it. You know, just actually being out there with them today, just how meaningful and important is that for you?
It feels good, man. You know, I think my teammates know when I come out on the field, I'm going to bring the juice, something I've always done. So I'm just being me.
Chase, as a pass rusher, what kind of things do you work on?
Hips, strengthening my hips, just really strengthening my lower body and, you know, obviously technique work.
Chase, was being in Colorado related to your contract, though, just playing it safe?
Nah, I don't even know what that means.
Was there a moment today that you can remember where it's like, man, I'm back. I'm happy to be back.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I felt pretty explosive out there. So, man, I'm still like 2 months to be report probably. So it's just keep my head down and just stay grounded.
Do you have any lingering issues from the knee? Are
you 100%? I'm good. Yeah, definitely. Going out in the field, just knowing that I can still play, you know, when I was a little more dinged up, yeah, it definitely helped.
But going back to were you surprised at all that they declined it?
Nah, I mean, I'm just focused on myself, and I'm ready to play.
All right, thanks, Chase. Yeah.
Thanks, Chase. All right. B-Mitch can't stop giggling over there.
Yeah, what was that question there? He said, I don't know what that means.
That was my guy, Matt Paris.
What did he ask? Because I could barely hear him.
He was trying to ask something about was missing voluntary stuff contract related. And I think it didn't come out clearly. I think clearly – Chase believes his knee was holding him back last season. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
And it sounds like he thinks it's not now.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, this will all be nothing. This will just be ether. It'll evaporate.
Yep. That's what I'm hoping, JP.
Yeah. I mean, he's a good... The one thing that I push back on when people ask me about is like, oh, is Chase – like you hear all these things that nobody will report, right? Like all the people I talk to don't say that. The times I'm in the locker room, like I
– He's a team guy. We've seen that. We watched this guy lose his mind to make sure he praises other teammates when they're doing good, when he's not out there. And there are guys when they are hurt. Let's remember, all the people that were, like, sitting up here praising Carson Wentz, that dude did not want the team to win because he wasn't getting the credit because he wasn't playing. Think about that.
Yo, Fitzpatrick, who yeah. became kind of like this cult hero.
Yeah.
When he got hurt, I don't want to say ever, but I don't remember seeing him at all once he hurt the hip. And maybe that was he had to rehab somewhere else or his family moved back to Arizona, whatever it was. But, like, Chase was here. And one thing you can always tell in the locker room, and I'm curious if you agree with me, B, the guys in the locker room, an NFL locker room is roughly, especially now with the bigger roster, 70 young men, say they're 23 to 30, by and large,
yeah,
all alpha males, all the best player on their high school team, all dated the prom queen, whatever it is, right? And so they, just like the four of us do, just like when the junkies are getting out of their show and we're getting into ours and we all kind of stand around and bust balls and have fun, mm-hmm. and you just do what dudes do.
That's it.
That is the vibe in the locker room.
Yeah.
And you can tell during those times who's one of the guys, who's part of the team, and who's kind of a bit more of a loner or just does their own thing. And there's nothing wrong either way.
Yeah.
You're not wrong if you are kind of stick to yourself. And you're not wrong if you're one of the guys. But I've seen enough of it. Chase is one of the guys, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
but see, that's the thing about it. Like, and I think I say this to you a lot. I say we not only do media, we are also here to educate the listener and the fan on a lot of stuff. And there are a lot of guys who are in our profession who understands what's going on, but that's not what they want to present to the fans. They want to present the, oh, he's not this, he's not that. If he was the guy that a lot of people have presented him to be, the players wouldn't handle him the way that they do. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And listen, I know that for a fact. We had Michael Westbrook came in here, first round draft pick.
Number four overall.
And we saw how a lot of players were with him. They did not see you as the guy that's trying to get it done. I don't see that same thing with Chase. That's why a lot of times when I hear certain things, I have to wonder, is it a personal matter or is it something that's real? Because a lot of things that people do to go after him, it seems more personal to me than just job. You get what I'm saying?
Now, and then Ron will say the maturity stuff, and people will point that at Chase, probably rightfully so. And this is his opportunity to show that it's wrong.
But like for me, when it comes down to maturity, I don't know many people that's mature at 20-something years old. Hell, some of us not 40-something, 50 years old. But people act as if that's just, as soon as they say it about one person, they blow it out of proportion. Hell, most of us that cover Chase are not mature.
Wes Moore, governor of Maryland, joins us at 1 o'clock. Do not go anywhere.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan.
Hey.
Ron Rivera this morning was asked about Jacoby Brissett, if he considers there to be a quarterback competition going on. And Ron does what he does. He said, it's one of those things that just because I said he's talking about Howell here. It's one of those things that just because I said Howell's going to start off as QB1 doesn't mean he's going to finish as QB1.
Mm-hmm.
I like to believe, though, that if he goes out and does the things he's capable of, he's got a very, very good chance of doing that. I think Jacoby has shown us some things that have really gotten people's attention. We talk about Jacoby almost as much as we talk about Sam. So I just think as we go through this process and until we play games, it'd be unfair to start making assessments. But again, there is a lot of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Brissett was asked about the situation, and I thought Brissett has handled this really, really well throughout his time here, which hadn't been long, but this is a pro's pro, man.
Yeah.
He was asked about competing with Howell, and he said, I wouldn't be here if it was something else. If I thought otherwise, then I'd have a problem. Anybody that steps on the field, we're all in competition. Somebody is trying to take our jobs. Somebody's trying to earn a job. That's what it is every day in this league. I've been in this league a while, and that has always stuck with me, and this year is no different.
Mm-hmm.
It's the perfect answer.
Yeah.
Now, Howell, to be clear, has gotten all of the first-round work that I've seen. The starter work. Like, whenever it's Dotson and McLaurin and Logan Thomas on the field, it's Howell with them. That's not to say that those guys aren't getting some reps with Brissett, but it's clear to see a first-team offense, a second-team offense, and so on. That, to me, at this point, is how you have to do it, because Howell needs the work, and the ones get the most work.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to get him out. Dude, we know what Brissett is. I'm a back-of-the-baseball card guy, right? That's something Mike Rizzo always says, and I use it. Brissett is a good quarterback, pretty good quarterback. He's not going to turn it over much. There's not going to be a lot of statistical explosions. There's not going to be a lot of yardage. He can move it a little with his feet. He's elite as a mm-hmm. short yardage runner. But if you need to go with Brissett, you can trust him to keep you in games. He's got a career 2-1 TD to INT ratio. It's Alex Smith-ish. It's not going to be savvy, but he'll move the ball enough. You'll get a couple first downs before mm-hmm. you have to punt. I know that people don't like comparing black quarterbacks to white quarterbacks. I'm not really sure why. The comp for Jacoby is Alex.
Yeah.
So if you enjoyed the Alex offense or you didn't, that is in their back pocket. And I don't think they feel the need to give him a bunch of first-team work because I think they know what to expect if he gets out there.
They feel he has the experience and all that, and he can be a guy that can go in with a little less, okay, preparation. They also feel like Sam Howell is the guy they want to be the guy. So you give him all the things he can get. But Jacoby Brissett, in his press conference, him talking, is basically saying, we're in competition whether the coach says it or not. Because if the person can't handle it, I'm going to make damn sure I can. So if I get my chance, they got to go with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think the ultimate thing is that, you know, we get caught up in the words that people say this, that, and the other. You know how it goes. They're looking for a guy. Are you going to be prepared if the opportunity presents itself to you? Hands down.
I think Brissett will be prepared. Ron was asked if Brissett would get any first-team work. Ron said, that'll be something that we sit down and talk about once we finish up. I know Eric likes what he's seeing right now from both guys, and we'll just continue to work. Howell needs more work. If they get through middle of August, they get through the Ravens practices and then that Monday nighter against the Ravens, the preseason game, and they then determine Sam's not ready, that's when you can see Brissett start getting the work with the ones, and you microwave it. You go fast.
Yep.
Brissett can step in and go fast. He's been in
around for a long damn time, bro.
He's been on four teams. He's learned four offenses. He can step in and go fast should the situation call for that. But they're going to give Howell the work because he needs it. And I think overwhelmingly this still ends up being Howell's job. But hell yeah, Jacoby Brissett thinks they're competing.
Hell yeah.
It'd be crazy otherwise.
If you think you're not competing, you damn sure not putting your best foot forward.
If you think you're not competing in this sport, you should quit. When we return, the governor of Maryland, Wes Moore, will join the program. Cannot wait to talk to him. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.